Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 720 of the Overseas Connection podcast. Today, February 5th, 2023, I'm back in the saddle, baby. Yes, Greg DeLacy, gamer tag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. I am here. I have returned from Atlanta. I have conquered absolutely nothing, but happy to be back talking video games, talking life. That's what we do on this show. If you're not familiar, we are a video game podcast, but we talk about all kinds of stuff, which you will find out very shortly. On the show today, it's a lovely threesome. We have Robin making some faces, which concerns me. Robin Tate spinning the decks. Are we good with the spinning of the decks, Robin?
Allegedly. Allegedly. It's all fine and donkey duties. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Right. Bing. Started.
Outstanding. And the cream in the middle of this Oreo sandwich, Kim Woods.
Howdy, howdy, everybody.
All right. So that's how this is going to start. We've got concerned faces on Robin's mug. I'm not sure what's going on. He looks absolutely freaked out, and I just don't quite understand what's going on. That's okay. I don't understand what's going on most of the time. We're on Twitch. We're on YouTube. Catch us live every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. the West Coast, 4 p.m. the East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central Time Zone if you happen to be unlucky and living there. we will also make a audio version of this podcast so you can hang out, groove into the oldies, if you will, because that's what we are. And you can listen to us while you're even at the gym, like I was earlier today. So there you go. We have a birthday to celebrate. Coming up, Phil Olson, part of the podcast crew. Man, February 8th, he turns, and it pains me to say, he's joining the 50 Club. And I say it pains me to say this because I could have swore he was older. I'm just kidding, Phil. I love you. All right. Do we have a birthday song we can play for him, Robin?
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy birthday!
And there you have it, Phil. Happy hopefully birthday, that Phil. Made you feel, many, many more. Happy birthday, Phil Olson, joining the 50 Club. Mm. Yeah. All right. Let's dive into health real quickly. Hi, Boomer. He just joined. Okay, story time. Let's get to it, Robin. Come on.
Hooray, story time. Hooray, story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
All right. I'm going to start this off with Kim. Kim, you have paid for a super being, and I need to know more because he's going to be staying with you permanently moving forward.
I bought Superman. And I finally get him paid off.
Is this why he's no longer on The Witcher? You bought him? Okay.
Well, you know.
Henry Cavill has been purchased by Kim Woods. This is breaking news.
He's going to be, put through his paces. But anyway, we'll see if he really is the Man of Steel.
There are some very dark fantasies coming forward now.
Is that his name? It's made of steel or some sort of other washable plastic material?
Anyway, he is paid off and he's on his way. It's been a few episodes ago, probably. I bought from the Sideshow a Superman from the Justice League. Figure, whatever. Anyway, he's gonna go up with the rest of my Witcher collectibles and all that I've got going on. So he'll be here next week.
Oh, real quickly, did you say you bought him from a Sideshow?
No, the company is called Sideshow.
Okay,
Sideshow
right.
Collectibles.
This is getting darker and darker as we go.
Right. Superman will be mine. So.
Superman will be yours, and he will never leave. You will keep him. You will treat him well. Okay.
I'll call him George. No. Other than that, I had to replace my Fitbit Charge 5. What's it been? Last week? Week for last? I can't remember now. Because my original one was only getting like a day and a half battery life, and apparently that's not a good thing. It was bad enough that when I put it on my charger, the next morning it was dead while it was on the charger. I don't know why. So So I got a little Fitbit. They sent me a replacement. So we'll see how this goes. So far, so good. I don't know. I'm half tempted to actually pick up the Google Pixel watch because it's got Fitbit integrated in with it. But we'll see. Who knows? I can't get away from Fitbit. I don't know what it is because my sister yells at me. Well, why don't you just get a Samsung watch? Yada, yada, yada. It'll do the same thing. I said, yeah, but it's not connected to Fitbit. And my friends are on Fitbit. So. Yeah.
You actually connect to your friends on Fitbit. Yeah, that's something I've never, ever done.
Kim and I are Fitbit buddies.
Yeah, me and Nicole and Robin and, I don't know, there's a few others on there.
Yeah, there's wee groups every week and stuff. Nicole doesn't move much. Yeah.
There were days I don't think I did either, but So anyway, and of course, it being the first of the month, we all know what time that is.
Oh.
It's calendar time. So maybe we'll get to that. Kim,
making us all feel gay again with one calendar at a time. Go ahead, Kim. Show us.
We've got Ben and Malia. So
Ben and Malia.
Yeah.
Hello, Malia Ben. Looks a bit olive to me. Ben, though, a nice white coat.
Stuff is like...
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So there you go.
Okay.
Yep. I am. So.
If you had a beard, I would have felt better.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, I got another thing. It's a calendar, but it's not a calendar because there's no days on it. There's months. But anyway, I bought this from the guy that does the Witcher cosplays that we've all seen. So this time it's Arthur Morgan. So
now hold on a second. Did you say I bought a calendar, but it's a calendar? It doesn't have days.
No, there's no days on it. It's got the months, so you can like reuse it. So.
That's enough in the West.
That's not
really
a calendar.
That's enough in the West.
I know. But I'll hang it up over there.
What
my little,
day is it? February.
My little Red Dead Redemption.
It's February.
Here, have a calendar. There's no days on it, but have a calendar.
You know, I've got calendars with days on it, with the invention of cell phones and watches and whatnot. I know what day it is, but it's nice to.
Are you sure you don't have a calendar with a day on it?
No, I do.
All right. Excellent.
That's it for me.
Fantastic. I'm going to go next because I want to save Robin for last year. Okay. So I was out this past week in Atlanta. It rained most of the time while I was there, which was fantastic.
It looked like a lovely place.
It was so depressing. You look out the window and it's gloomy and I was in like the downtown area, and Atlanta's kind of weird because there were not a lot of high rise buildings, which I expected to see a lot more of. There was this gigantic, I can't remember the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And I believe that's where the Atlanta Falcons play. But it's like sitting in the middle of everything, just like this ominous dome. It's silver and gray. And of course, it's raining, so everything's gray and overcast.
Oh, yeah. It's a little cheery.
Oh, absolutely depressing. It was insane. But I had a good time. I drank a lot. I actually was going out trying to be good. And my boss, I've realized, is an absolute instigator. He's like, yeah, we can have a cocktail. Yeah, we can have a cocktail. We're like out to 1:30 in the morning on Thursday night. I woke up in rough shape Friday morning. I'm like, my liver could use a rest. I'm good with not drinking this weekend.
Does he not do a lot of trips away? Does he?
I think that was part of it. I think it was part of we had a great event, so he was all excited about that. And then we went out. We actually went to a hookah bar, which I was just there to drink then because I'm not gonna. I don't hookah. I don't vape. But I don't hookah. It's like I don't hulu either. You know.
Right.
So anyway, a good time in Atlanta. I don't ever foresee a real need to go back to Atlanta. It's definitely on the low end of my cities I visited before. So no offense to the people of Atlanta, but hey, you got to step your game up.
Yeah. It's funny. Sorry, when you're talking about bosses and stuff like that and those sorts of there does come a time at about midnight you have a and it's either I wake up in the morning fresh as a daisy and go about my or I'm all in. And as you get older, not always, but the majority of the time you make the right
Yes.
And we were steaming in the morning. No, go to bed.
No.
There's actually, so a funny side note to that, and in theme with that, Robin. So I was out with my boss and then one of my kind of counterparts in the sales team. And she apparently had, you know, turned her phone on Do Not Disturb during the presentation, which was the right thing to do, but forgot to turn it back off. Apparently her husband was calling. And she didn't say, but I've gathered he might be the jealous type. Because there were like 40. She's like, I woke up to a shitstorm this morning. 45 missed calls.
Oh.
Yeah, but what person doesn't look at least what is?
Well, no. The calls came from the time she went to bed until like 4 o'clock in the morning. He's still calling. And of course, it's still on Do Not Disturb. So she's passed out asleep. And apparently there were some messages that were not too kind. So, yeah.
Ah, well, shit happens in Atlanta. What happens in Atlanta?
Absolutely. But that just makes me look even that much forward to Vegas, which we have some things to finalize now. So we have kind of the cutoff date has reached.
Yeah.
We're now in the we're going to call this the selection phase, Robin. This is we're going to select where we stay. Okay. That will be critical. And I think we have gravitated towards affordable on the strip.
Stripping.
That's kind of
affordable. Yes. Stripping. That's good.
Affordable stripping.
Yep.
So looking forward to that. The Pro Bowl took place this past, well, it's actually happening right now, but I love the new format. They did the skills competition. They got away from trying to play the stupid game that nobody wanted to play, because in the past, the NFL Pro Bowl was basically, they had a game of all the Pro Bowl players, and it was a football game. Football. But of course, nobody's going to really try hard because this game means absolutely nothing to anybody. It does not, it has no actual meaning to the regular season or anything. So for $25,000, that's what they would make for playing the game. They could get injured for life.
Yeah.
So right. they all, it was like a powder puff game. So instead they scrapped it and they did a bunch of skills competitions. So, you know, throwing accuracy and
leg and spoon race.
Actually they did a water balloon toss, which is kind of funny. They did a punt competition where they took all the linemen and the linemen were fielding punts. And so every time they would catch a punt and they didn't drop the ball, they would go on to the next round. They had to hang on to the ball they previously caught and then catch another one.
Okay.
And then catch another one. And so the guy that I saw, he actually had
pro football players playing.
Correct.
High school. Correct. Games.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And but it's perfect. Yeah, I love. Okay. It. So this guy had 4 footballs in his hands and he caught a 5th ball. It was just bonkers. I'm like, there's no way you do that. Come on. Anyway. So it was good stuff. Really enjoyed it. And then I'm just going to round things out and talk about dickheads. Oh. So yesterday
Robin is here. You know that, right?
I know. This is not Robin dickhead though. This is actual dickheads. This is actual dickheads, Kim. So I'm at the grocery store and, you know, it's one of those times where it's raining. It wasn't that busy in the actual grocery store, but of course they only had a couple checkout lanes with people, you know, people actively check people out. So lines are backing up. And this guy starts making a big stink and he's just like, I don't have time to be here for 3 hours waiting in line, blah, 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 you know, and he's just being an asshole. They open up another line. He gets through. And then as I'm walking out, there he is standing next to, they had a kind of like a concession stand where you could buy pizza and get a soft drink. And he's just drinking a drink. It's like, you made all this big stink about wanting to get out of the grocery store. You're in a hurry. All so you could go get a fucking drink. Asshole. So yeah. Anyway. All right. That's enough of me.
Okay.
Not being an asshole, mind you. Robin Tate, we've got a lot to talk about here. So let's get into
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, I was also traveling, but not on a plane this time. So from this time last week, 7 days, I have covered just under 1,300 miles in my little car. And that was too much. So I was in Killarney last Sunday and I did make the effort to attend the podcast, Greg.
You did.
I was there.
Yes,
from
you
a
did.
Hotel
I,
room with
I did see that.
Hen party going. And that was quite interesting to tune in. That was all right. So I'm glad to be home because it was like 300 odd miles down there, 3 hours back within 4 hours. After the next day, I was in Dublin with a 50 mile round trip and then all the other bits and pieces in between.
I would like to point out, by the way, I did kind of make the podcast as well because I did listen in through my phone.
Yeah, you were sarcastic. You were giving sarcastic.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Anyway, one nice thing now. So I had a meeting on Yeah, was that, the conference was on Monday, and a meeting on Tuesday at 9:30 here, a Teams meeting call with my boss and accounts people. And straight after the call, I sent a WhatsApp to my boss to say, I am just right now. That was it. And Tuesday, I just vegged out, and I absolutely did that. But there's a new bank holiday tomorrow in Ireland.
A new bank holiday.
So a year or so ago, they made a bank holiday to thank the health workers for that pretend thing that ended way earlier than everybody said. You know, the thing that lasted
right.
for 4 months and then...
That they still want you to get booster shots for every year now.
Yeah,
yes.
So they decided they would have a bank holiday for that. Now they're going to keep it a permanent thing. And they've named it after St. Bridget, who is like the patron minor ailment. So tomorrow is that bank holiday and I support them, even though I'm from the UK. My company's in the South. I do most of my business in the... I'm going to support...
It's proper. You have to represent properly, Robin.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that happened there today, so as you know, sometimes when we go away as a big group family thing, lots and lots of us, yeah? And now the lots and lots has turned into like 25 to 27 people, depending. That's a lot, okay?
That's a lot of lots.
So there were some stipulations that they wanted to have. It was...
Stipulations
about where we go to. Italy, probably.
Okay.
Italy, probably, had to have a pool that the kids could all play in. Enough space around it so that we could be all separate at times. Yeah,
these are guidelines for Vegas, by the way.
Yeah, and so enough space. So I did a bit of research today and I found this fantastic villa outside Bologna, pretty close to where I was. Beautiful villa, sleeps 26 people. It has a main own house, all renovated, latest bathroom, two separate apartment buildings, two swimming pools, jacuzzi, a park area out by itself, in the middle of nowhere,
perfect.
Completely surrounded, gardens with plum trees and apple trees and pear trees, beautiful. And coming in for 10 days, it was working at about £6,000.
Split total, between, for everybody.
Yeah, so okay. Between three families, $2,000 each, you know, a 10-day holiday in Italy, plus the flights, and then we'll probably...
Very reasonable.
And yeah. Anyway, as is always, when you have three sisters...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So my WhatsApp is still on fire, and that was, maybe the rooms aren't quite just the way we would like them, because there's one house has more beds than the other house, and that would mean some of the other kids would be in, and then it got all...
Oh, boy.
So now, then,
did you respond properly with you find it then?
So it went what about this, what about that, and why do you want to go to Italy? Because Milan is this flight moment, that's the we can get. And well, I quick search, Portugal's about the same price, we go there too. Okay, what about this? If you don't like that one, here's another place. It's a pool, it has four villas, it's close to Lake Garda, different lately. And we can all have a villa each and share the one pool. But there's fourth villa. What if other people are in fourth villa and they don't like all the kids? Okay, at that point I went, Judith, when there's progress made here, let me know.
Right. What if everybody comes to your house and Robin, you go to Vegas? Again.
I'm doing that too. I'm doing that as well. Anyway, so yeah, that's all ongoing. Now, also when I came back from my business trip there, I came back to a lovely... box. It was a box.
Yes.
Box.
It was a box that you had to pay for to get.
I didn't have to pay for it. It was held ransom by the Irish government. I had to pay €31, Greg, to get that box released.
All right.
Anyway, it was great. This box arrived, and in the box, we had some lovely goodies. We had some food items, which I haven't opened any yet. We got some fantastic hot and spicy beef jerky. Okay. Yes, hot. Mm-hmm. That's a big bag of beef jerky. I'm going to enjoy that. We got stuff that I don't know what. So, Snyder's pretzel pieces and hot buffalo wings. I don't know how they're hot, because they're in a bag and they came from California. And then what I'm going to open right now is authentic Dots pretzel. Are these really good, are they?
Nice!
So we're going to open it. I know we don't like to eat on the show, but I'm going to do this right now.
Yes.
Before I talk.
I tried to do the bigger bag. I couldn't get it all to fit in the box.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Oniony. Mm-hmm. They're cool. 130 calories per serving. What's a serving?
You're welcome.
That was probably a serving that I just had there now.
It's just
they're really tasty. Okay. Now, there was one other thing. And Greg has been hinting over the last couple of weeks that my racing rig... and my sim racing is not complete. I have the rig and the steering wheel and all the screens, and I got some little shoes to race with my pedals that I only put on. They never leave this room. I got
my racing gloves too.
Yeah, my racing gloves. And Greg has been going on, no, it's not complete. It's not complete. So, in this box was a fantastic present. Really fabulous. I put it on straight away, and it is a professional race suit. I'm not sure it's fire retardant. I hope I don't have to ever try it out.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
And it's a wonder. It's from NASCAR, you know, Kurt Busch wears this very same suit with his own name on it. Slightly, yeah. It has the NASCAR logos. I'm going to show you it now. This is me posing in my fantastic race suit. And I didn't realize it at the time, but it's a Ricky Bobby race suit from Talladega Nights. And yes. I think it's just fantastic because it's like Robin Bobby. And I wore this and a race. I'd done a live stream wearing this very warm suit. Underneath there, I only have my thong. And it got really, really hot. And I had to take the jacket off. I had the trousers and all on when I was streaming. You can see it on my channel, Robin Tate, or at Bongo's Bits on YouTube. And I had made the thumbnail before the race began. And it was me in the suit with the background cut out. And instead of saying first or last, well, I named the stream Last or Last. And we'll get into it a wee bit later on. But let's just say the thumbnail proved to be correct. And the Ricky Bobby suit didn't do me any good whatsoever. And it was so bad, I actually made videos about how bad my week was. So, but thank you. It's class. I love it, Greg. I really do love it. And you know, look at me. I'm a handsome man. Handsome man. Handsome.
I believe Christopher Matthew would like to correct you. It's called a banana hammock.
What's a banana hammock?
Oh. You said you were wearing your thong, but we... banana? It's a banana hammock.
I only wish thong is for the women. As big as a banana. Yeah. Pretzel hammock. Only pretzel. A pretzel hammock. Anyway, thank you very much, Greg. That is lovely. I really love it, and I will wear it on the odd occasion. It's class to have.
I would love to say I was omniscient and had this in store for your birthday. It did arrive slightly after your birthday, yeah. but as my wife will tell you, I am horrible at remembering birthdays. So this was just something that, I just had this cooking ever since I saw you buy gloves.
And
for your racing.
It's a fantastic thing.
You've got to have this.
It makes me look professional in my stream. And also, you achieve the thing about making me look really stupid at the same time. It's class. I just love it. It's a perfect gift. So thank you very, very much. Love it.
So the funny thing about that, so I had ordered a first version of it. And so U.S. sizing and U.K. sizing is very different. Now, one thing I was trying to do was I was trying to order this in the U.K. and just have it sent directly to you.
As I do.
That
when I
was not available. Yes, this was not available. So this was going to take some extra effort. Hence, then I said, well, if I'm going to have to take the extra effort, I'll make a box. I'll include some extra stuff in it. And so I got the suit in from Amazon, and I originally ordered it large. And I was like, I should probably just check this out before I ship it, because once I ship it, there's no coming back from this. Yeah, exactly. And so I tried it on and I realized this is not going to be good.
Oh, wow.
You need to be able to have clothes on underneath it, that kind of thing. I really don't want to hear about you being naked in the suit. So I shipped it back, I returned it. I got, an X size up, which I think is the right size in the UK for you. Anyway, needless to say, it fit perfectly. I was happy. I was just laughing though, because I was watching it in transit. Like every day I would check in, GPS tracking, see where it's at with it. And then it got to customs, and it got customs in the Ireland, and it just stopped.
And I got the letter through. Yeah. Oh, what the hell is this?
And you told me that you had to pay for it to get it out. And I was like, holy crap, how much do you have to pay for it? So I do feel slightly bad about that.
No, that's fine. You know what? When I send you stuff, I log into Amazon US, right?
I do the same thing. I log into Amazon UK.
I have Amazon store credit, which doesn't happen on the UK version of Amazon. So I've got store credit over there. That's really weird. It's cool. You get so much bits. And I think it's cool that I can order something for you and you have it like 2 hours later. It's class.
And that was my intent with this. But unfortunately, no place in the UK would allow me to ship that to you. And an ironic, weird, not related twist of fate, Amazon US will not allow me to order rat poison in bulk to my house they say it's illegal, yet I can go to Home Depot and buy the exact same thing at the Home Depot locally.
Right.
Go figure.
Rules change anyway. With Brexit for some weird stuff for Northern Ireland. Generally things with batteries in it. Tim wouldn't right. be happy. Generally things with batteries in it, I can't get Northern Ireland. Like a power bank for a phone or stuff like that there. They won't post it any longer. Really weird, the list of stuff that's banned. Thank you. Much appreciated. Lovely.
You are welcome. And I look forward to hearing you eat the Snyder's pretzels. Those actually are one of my favorite snacks. And the Dots pretzels, that was a weird one. So I discovered them through my work. We had an opportunity to talk to them, and then I discovered the actual Dots pretzels at my store.
They're buttery.
Tried them. They're fantastic. So that's the original flavor. They have a honey mustard.
And those are
they have a Southwestern, and I just discovered they have a cinnamon and sugar one. Which, yeah, exactly.
Oh.
So it's going to be like churros. So, yeah.
All of those things we don't have over here in big amount.
Yeah. So...
Thank you.
But I made sure I sent you something. All of that should be unique. None of that you'd be able to find in the UK. So.
And at least they weren't beans.
I'm disappointed though, Robin. There was a note that accompanied this box. And the note is, I'm sure, gone.
No, but, no, it's in the kitchen. The grammar was so bad.
I spent like 5 minutes on that.
She thinks we're crazy. And she knows we're crazy.
Yeah. Well, she knows we're crazy. Fair enough.
Here, I thought you were going to talk about beards.
We are. We'll talk about the beards actually in the news because I think there'll be a nice tie into that. So let's dive into some video game stuff.
Play the game, boy, right.
All right. Before we get into what we have been playing, Kim, let's talk about what we get to play because we pay for it.
Yeah, all right. Let me scroll down there. Sorry, I was a little behind. I was messing in the chat. You know how that goes. Alrighty, your games with gold for February are disappointing, if I'm honest. But whatever. For the King, which is available now through the 28th, and Guts and Goals, available the 16th through March 15th.
I'm convinced they just want us not to care.
At some point,
they're just going to make it go away. That's the goal.
And I feel bad because then I get into PlayStation Plus, and, well, they're much better. And it's just... But anyway, PlayStation Plus, we have Evil Dead the Game, Ollie Ollie World, Destiny 2 Beyond the Light, and Mafia, the Definitive Edition.
Wow.
So, yeah, but that's only for PS4, but the rest of them are both, so. And then, further on, we have Amazon Prime Games for February. We have The Elder Scrolls 3, Morrowind Game of the Year Edition, Onsen Master, Aerial Knights Never Yield. I swear, I've seen that thing, I don't know how many times in the last 6 months, but whatever. Divine Knockout, One Hand Clapping, not Fapping, Clapping. Anyway. Bat, Bloodsucker Anti-Terror Squad. Space Crew. Legendary
we know
edition.
What Kim's got on her mind. Superman's coming.
Well, there you go.
Literally.
Punch, Shay, I don't know, whatever.
I haven't done anything to these.
I know, that's all me. Nope, it's all me. I just, Space Warlord Organ Trading Simulator. So there you go.
That's really the name. Space Warlord Organ Trading Simulator.
Yep. Okay. Epic Games for February so far. We have City of Gangsters, which is available now through the 9th. Dishonored, Death of the Outsider, which is now through the 9th, and then Recipe for Disaster, which is the 9th through the 16th. So there you go. Go grab your free game.
Well, you know what we don't cover? We don't cover Game Pass. I feel like that, again, I think that's Microsoft's goal here, right? They want to transition from Games with Gold to Game Pass. But we will be talking about a game from Game Pass as we get into the games we played. But let's start with Kim. Kim.
Right.
Yeah, you dabbled a little more in Modern Warfare 2.
Just a little more. I'm now up to level 27, so over the last couple of days. So, yeah, I played a little more Modern Warfare 2. I would have got a hold of you, but I figured after Atlanta you might need a little bit of a break. But I am kind of planning Friday night. Some people want to jump on and play some multiplayer with me and probably Boomer. Like I said, I probably won't be on until about 8 my time, but Friday night, I'm going to play some Modern Warfare 2 and laugh at the many times I get killed. Go for it.
I think we can make that happen.
Right. So, Modern Warfare 2. I don't know. It seems like I'm not doing so bad. I mean, I'm used to Battlefield and usually pretty decent at it, and I'm not doing too bad with this. I don't know if the other team are just worse than I am or what. I mean, I'm not like blowing any records up or anything like that, but I'm not doing too shabby. And early this week, that's pretty much all I had time for. So That's me.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, fair enough.
How about you, fellas?
Robin, let's talk about fucking Nuremberg.
Well,
Nürburgring, sorry. Nuremberg. The trials, they went really bad for you.
Okay, so this week's track on ACC, I said, of course, a competizione was Nürburgring. And it is a very, very popular track. And people are like aliens on it. They are so, so good that they're unbelievably fast. But anybody from tech qualifies from sort of 10th place and below, God help them. God help them. People are either very much Ricky Bobby, first or last. They will punt everybody out of completely and utterly. They don't care. If I can't get past, I will destroy them. I will destroy you. If there's so many overtaking opportunities on this track, but they're not really. But they just see a tiny wee hole and they go for it. They never think. There's no. But it's, and this is odd about this track. It's not. It doesn't happen just as much on others. And I raced four times. I'd done two on the stream with my Ricky Bobby on. And damn it, Ricky Bobby. Ricky Bobby, I don't care if he likes the baby Jesus more than anybody else, that other Jesuses, but it really, really just, it threw me. It actually knocked my confidence. So these are 25-minute race. So on Friday evening, I did something a little bit different. And I did my first 45-minute race. Woo! On this LFM. Boy. And that's more endurance. There's a pit stop involved. You have to think about fuel strategy and tires and when you're going to do your pit stop. And then I was in a split with lots of really, really top guys I watch on YouTube. So my whole idea about this race was to get through it without killing one of these other guys who were 2 or 3 seconds a lot faster than. And I was very, very cautious. I qualified, I think, people in the race, and I was about 30th. And I just tootled around to see how all this worked. The pit stops are quite unique. And we actually did very well. We finished well up the thing. Nobody was killed. I really enjoyed it. It's a calmer racing where the 25-minute sprint is all or nothing. So I'm glad I won't be back in Nuremberg in a hurry, Nürburgring.
Nürburgring. It's become a thing.
The Berg. But I made Nuremberg. A video and it's on on my channel and you can go and have a watch. So as far as the championship goes, I am now I went up but down. I am 18th out of 2,500 people. Yeah, about 2,500 people. And that's all right still, but wasn't my best race. We're in Imola, which is a fabulous circuit. I've done some practice already, and I'm looking forward to Imola this week. One thing I've got my pedals, right? My wheel.
Right.
And my rig. And I'm having buyer's remorse about my rig at this point.
Uh-oh.
So my rig is called a GT Omega Art. It's a well-priced but entry-level rig that comes with. But the problem I had, and I mentioned before, that the pedals, these Husqvarna pedals from Sweden, really, really good. But the pressure that you put on the brake pedal is extreme. I mean, it's race car level. And when I have my headphones on, I'm there. It's not so bad. But there is a bit of give in the base plate where the pedals are because it's like sheet metal. It's not very, very thick. So it cracks and creaks. And the higher, better rigs are like thick metal, iron, really heavy. And I kind of wish I had done that. And I haven't done it yet. But I don't think I'm that far away from ordering the prime version of it.
Right.
Because it's the little bit of a movement is an annoyance. So I may do that.
Now, is there a way? Could you just reinforce the base plate?
What's the fun in that? That's not new stuff.
My bad. Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay,
we'll see.
I get it.
We'll see. It's not, you know, it's maybe a first world problem and I maybe... Maybe
it's 100% a first world problem. You're talking about a video game rig. That is a first world problem. Okay. But
Ricky
do
Bobby?
What you want to do.
What would Ricky Bobby
exactly.
Do? That's, what
Ricky
would
Bobby,
Bobby
would
do?
He'd buy a new
he'd
he'd
buy
a new
Pepsi,
rig.
Insulting his grandpa or his father. Yeah. So maybe that's it.
Ricky Bobby would say, rubbing his racing. That's what we do.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah.
I love you, man. I'm on fire. My friend's on fire.
That's a great movie. Anyway, it is a great movie.
So yes, thoroughly is still enjoying my ACC. Very, very good. And I gotta say, I've done that little video. Well, we're gonna talk about it a wee bit as well. But I've done the video on Forza, the new Forza that's coming out, Forza 8, which is it's Forza Motorsport. It's not, and it has almost 10,000 views a week. So wow,
My that angry thumbnail you made, I'm telling you.
It worked, yeah. And my subscribers are it's a beautiful curve. It's going up.
So, I love it.
Nicely.
So, all right.
The thousand this
Robin
year.
Robin will be quitting shortly. You'll be quitting your job shortly, becoming a professional streamer.
Not a chance. No way. It would be a nice little retirement thing if you made a couple of $100 every month out of it, but that's as far as it's... Anyway, right. That's what I've been up to, and I'll be doing more of the same this week, I would assume.
I would assume as well.
Yes.
I would definitely assume. And hopefully Ricky Bobby, or I think it's Robin Bobby. That's what Robin we have Bobby. To go with, right? Robin that's Bobby. Hopefully it brings you some luck and oh. You know, race with your pants on or off.
We've had another subscriber. Thank you very much, subscriber. If you're in here, Robin Tate, Bongo's Bits on YouTube. Woohoo!
There we go. All right. I played Hi-Fi Rush.
What?
Thoughts?
So,
Hi-Fi Rush?
Am I not saying that? Hi-Fi Rush? Isn't that the new game that came out from Bethesda? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hi-Fi Rush. This is the game that was maligned by Mark last week. That right. He's like, oh, it looks like Japanese anime, blah, 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 blah.
And we know how you like those.
Yeah. Let's put this in perspective. I tried Monster Hunter Rise. I did not enjoy my time with it, although I've told Steve Conger I will try and play again and give it a little bit more time. But it does a lot of the things I don't like about Japanese anime type games, where, you know, you endless text reading, text boxes that you have to, you know, click through.
But you're the stupid, annoying. Text reading.
No, I'm not. dumb noises from characters that are just... You know, they exaggerate over. There's an over exaggeration of everything.
No way.
Exactly. The character art styles are dumb. So there's many things I'm not a fan of when it comes to Japanese anime. And again, apologies if you like your anime. But Hi-Fi Rush, it came out from Tango Gameworks. I was interested. With the video I saw, this is a game that came out from the developers, and I thought, well, you know what? I'll give it a try. It is a rhythm action game, and that led me – I was a little skeptical. I was like, oh, I don't know. Rhythm action games, there's no rhythm to me. So I was like, but I'm going to try it. So, one, this game is fucking great.
What?
I really, really like this game.
Wow.
Cool. What is really nice is the whole rhythm side of it. It's kind of optional. So well, they designed.
It reminds me. What was the game that?
Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah. You whizzed around on tracks.
Yeah.
It has a bit of that.
But so the story in the game. Well, you get that out of the way. You know, it's a silly story. You know, you're this guy going in to get an upgrade. You get accidentally. Upgraded with your iPad Walkman type device is embedded into you. You get this mechanical metal arm, and the factory labels you as a defect. And basically, they are then going to destroy you. And so the premise is you're trying to escape. And that's how it starts. A lot more happens as you go along with it. But the voice acting in this game is fantastic. They voice over almost everything in the game, and it is well done. It's very Western in its delivery. So that is one thing I really enjoy. It has some humor. Some of it falls a little flat. Some of it, though, on the nose, good stuff. The animations and the visuals are just great. The cutscenes and the actual game art style of in-game play pretty much matches up perfectly. And so it transitions great from cutscenes into gameplay, and the gameplay itself, even though it's rhythm based, it actually doesn't punish you for not being able to hit the rhythms right. And so it's kind of hard to explain, but basically, as you get into the world, and the great thing is the very first level, it's a bit long, but it's all like tutorial. It's all helping you get acclimated to working in rhythm, and so you'll notice. The entire world around you pulses to the beats of the music. And so you'll see different things that have just a little bit of a pulse going to it. And the notion is, as you're doing your combinations, you're hitting, you know, X, X, Y, X. and you're doing that in rhythm to the music. And the music itself has some licensed soundtracks from different groups, like Nine Inch Nails is in there. And then they have some original stuff, but it's all really good quality music. And like I said, everything's voice acted very well. And so this does not feel like a typical Japanese anime game. And the visuals, I would also like to add, don't remind you of Japanese anime. They remind me of a Saturday morning cartoon. Mm-hmm. And
Thundercats.
So exactly. Thundercats. That's a great callback right there, Robin.
I can't remember what I had for breakfast.
I just have been really pleasantly surprised. So I started playing this before I left on my trip. I brought my Steam Deck with me, and from the hotel, because they had great Wi-Fi, I was able to play Game Pass, playing it on my Steam Deck.
Wow.
And the great part about it, again, is because the timing of the hits, if you're off a little bit, you still will hit. You still will do damage. You'll still get, you know, credit for your hits. But if you're able to time it perfectly, you'll get more damage, basically, in a nutshell. But there's also difficulty settings that you can choose where, depending upon your level of ability, you can basically say, you know what, I'm horrible at rhythm, and so don't make it count against me. And perfectly fine. You're not going to – the game will make you feel like you're in rhythm even if you might not be in rhythm.
Wow. That's,
and so
– Mike Judith is very kind.
Exactly. Jet Set Radio also, another great callback by Boomer. It's a single player game. It has platforming and an action kind of built into it. And it's just all extremely well polished and surprising, because this game was, it was dropped out of nowhere. The game name had been leaked before. I think Jeff Grubb actually had uncovered the name Hi-Fi Rush, but we didn't know anything about it. And then in the Microsoft Developer Conference that we just had, they dropped this as a day one, you know, here it is, it's out. And I think a lot of people just dismissed it based on there was no lead up to it. But this game, it's going to be in my top five at the end of the year.
Wow.
I am sure of it. It is that good. And I implore everybody, give it a try. If you have Game Pass, there's no reason for you not to try this game. And if you don't, it's only $30. It was made by, I guess, a small team within Tango Gameworks. But when you play this game, and it's probably going to be 10 to 15 hours long, I think, at the end of it, but, you know, all said and done, there is replayability.
Cool.
But it's surprisingly good. I cannot believe how well polished and how good this game feels, considering it kind of came out of nowhere. We didn't know anything about it. You hear a small team that was making it. But this is like an absolute gem, and it's starting off the year, which is great.
Brilliant.
So yeah, Hi-Fi Rush. Go check it out. Mark could not be more wrong about this game. It is great.
Excellent.
So that's it. That's the only thing I played this whole past week. Oh. So let's get into some news.
Here is the fucking
news then. So allegedly he couldn't be bothered talking about the news last week, and because I was in a hotel room fighting off a horde of middle-aged women in the room next door, I didn't care either. So so this was Xbox had a developer Bastards. Direct, and they talked about Turn 10 Studios presented Forza Motorsport with a huge focus on the game's realism. Its damage and dirt in the cars, overall graphics of the game, materials of the cars, as well as shaders were all built from the ground up. They did say that quite a lot.
They did fail to mention racing wheels. I know you did cover this part of it, Robin. Yeah. I will give you credit.
We'll talk about that. So yeah, and
Pete gets no credit though.
And there's like also tracks in five different tracks. It's 20, including the Kyalami track in South Africa, which is disappointing. That one new track, but there was a lot of tracks in. It's as I say, the video that I released on my YouTube channel, Bongo's Bits, has now almost 10,000 views and an extraordinary amount of comments. The latest comment being, I use a controller and it's okay. And I replied to him to say, yeah, I should put that on the box. But the way the comments are going generally on these is, yeah, this is a sim. This is not a sim. It's an arcade racer. They won't have wheels. But I look at what PlayStation have done with GT7, and the Fanatec wheel that I use, the very expensive one and wheel, is actually a PlayStation PC version. And, you know, there was lots of hardware sold around G7, massive waiting list to get that hardware, and still is. And although the majority of people will play with a controller, and this is an arcade racer, it has moved on since the original Forza 7 Motorsport came out, where that hardware is now just not your Microsoft wheel.
Right.
You know, there's so much more.
I think they're trying to walk a fine line, Robin, with Forza Motorsport, of being an arcade racer, but also have a lot of sim aspect to it.
And I was a bit cheeky with my video. I mean,
of course you were. The
thumbnail says Forza Motorsport, no wheels, and it's
you wanted that 10,000 10,000 views.
Yes, and
plus.
And of course they will address it, and some of the comments were, of course I'll have wheel support. They had it before, but I just wanted them to mention it, or to say, look, yeah, we understand that people want that more experience now, and we're going to up that wheel stuff. And I'm sure it will come. I'm not saying that, but I just... And so the feedback that I've got is some people are saying, yeah, we don't expect it to, but it wouldn't it be nice if they made it a bit better. So things that have happened now, I mean, with people that are simming in GT7, some of the arguments were, oh, Sims will never sell. Well, ACC on Xbox and PlayStation has done phenomenally well. And that was my entry drug to buying my PC and my rig and all the other bits and pieces along with it. So there is a market there. It's a smaller market, but it definitely is. But anyway,
now, hold on. Now, when we say it's done phenomenally well, yes, do we have numbers to back that up? Or is this just based on the fact that you have 2,000 people that you race with?
That's 2,000 in my... If I go there now, there's probably...
How many divisions are there?
In this particular event, there's 5 divisions, and
so that's only one
race series. There's maybe 6. So at any one time when I look at the LFM servers, next thing
are we? Yeah, let me tell you, when we're over a million.
I mean, the figures are minute compared.
I'm just giving you shit, Robin.
I know. So I mean, the figures are minute compared to T7. Because it has a massive following. But
this is that fine balance thing I'm talking about, though. Yeah. I think they do want to appeal to the sim tech, you know, people, because, you know, they're doing things like, you know, tire simulation, and it's even better than it was
class.
Before.
Yeah, it looks class. But I mean, there's on LFM, which is, it's not ACC. LFM is a private organ, not a charity, not for profit, made by nerds to organize these. And there's 70,000, so you know, that's only one, and there's so many other different leagues there. And anyway, it's big, but it will come, and not worried about that. Anyway, so Forza is coming. They said spring, they didn't define the date. Will it come out in spring? American people seem to call spring, so you know, that's a weird thing. Not you, Kim.
April to June is kind of springtime. And then, but June is divided up, and then because the first day of summer hits in June, so technically it is in June, and then it transfers over to summertime, which then goes until fall.
Yeah, when the daffodils start to poke their head out, and they're starting to poke the first yellow flower sticks its head out, that's spring has started. Spring has sprung.
When the weeds start to grow.
We're watching just down the lane now. We're watching for the first lambs. So that's, to me, when the lambs start popping out. We're in this. They're starting to grow. Like the hairs in your ears with the never there before have started to grow and all that sort of stuff. Things in your nose that grow in strange places. And you go to your meeting and you realize there's that extra eyebrow hair sticking out at an odd angle. What the hell happens when you hit 50? Anyway, Minecraft Legends has finally has a release date. The game will come out on April 18th, 2023, and just a few months away. And interested players
looks very
can
tower defense-y, the game. For the record.
Minecraft Legends, okay. Yeah. Hi-Fi Rush, we've talked about it, available on Steam, as well on Xbox Series Game Pass. ZeniMax Online Studios revealed Necrom, the next DLC to the MMORPG, The Elder Scrolls Online. Necrom sees the player returning to Morrowind, the location of the Elder Scrolls games, and is part of the Shadow over Morrowind. Okay, if you're into that, you'll know all about it.
I'm not going to lie, there's a part of me that wants to download this and check it out again. I gave The Elder Scrolls Online a little bit of a play once.
Okay.
But this looked pretty good. I gotta admit, and maybe it's just me wanting an RPG to play.
I'm with you. And I fired it back up again, but I forgot how confusing the fucking menus are. I mean, they're worse than The Witcher. They're worse than The Witcher. Everybody bitched about The Witcher 3 menus. No. The Elder Scrolls Online menus. I didn't know what I was doing, and I got frustrated and quit. So.
Skyrim was too complicated. The Redfall presentation focused on the game's various enemy types, ranging from basic vampires, you know, your general basic vampires, to ones that have special powers. They're more than basic. They're medium ones. I'm sure there's ones that are above the medium ones as well. And they mentioned that the more vampires you kill, the harder the game becomes. So if you're vegan or like woke, you might want to kill the vampires and have a nice tea game. Maybe get them a psychologist to talk through their feet. Want to suck people's blood at the time. Let's help, you know, with a social worker, and that'll change the game. That is an option only in California. The studio also gave a look. The studio also gave a look at the game's weapons and customization system, letting players modify weapons to their liking. Not only that, but they'll also showed off the abilities players have access. In their fight against vampires.
That reads weird, but yeah. Okay.
So Arcane said May 2nd, 2023, released it on Xbox X and Game Pass. Oh, okay. So that was the developer direct. Some nice in there and some nothing burgers. It's okay.
I mean, I think for the most part it was games all releasing first half of the year. The disappointment was Forza not giving us an actual date. I think we all had expected we would be getting a date since we were getting dates with other stuff. But at the end of the day, I mean, Hi-Fi Rush came out and it kind of made everything okay.
Okay, time for beard talk. We should have a jingle.
We need a beard jingle, yes.
Okay, so HBO have renewed The Last of Us for a second season. I'm out. Even before the final episode of season one has released, HBO confirmed it has renewed The Last of Us for more beard on beard action to come. Okay, spoilers. If you're not watching The Last of Us, you might want to skip ahead for a minute or two. When you hear the next bell, we'll stop that. Okay.
And I'll do this. Yes, how's that? We'll do that. Way, visually, you'll know.
Yeah, this thing. Okay. So the latest episode of The Last of Us, we're going to have a quick chat about it, had nothing to do with The Last of Us whatsoever. It could have been a tiny little mini episode about a miniature story, a little short movie, all by itself.
So real quickly, though, this was part of the original Last of Us game. But it was a very different, small smidgen of the game. You never got the depth of what we got in the show. I don't know how to put it any other way.
Again, I don't want to knock it too much, but it'll win every award that's ever coming. They're going to invent awards just for this episode. It's been declared the best and most important piece of TV in all of TV. So the gist of it is the fungus comes, kills lots of people. One little guy who's a prepper hides in his basement all this time. The army comes and clears out his little town. He's left behind. Nobody could find him. And he's all happy because everybody's gone because he hates the world. So they've all gone. The virus takes over the world. He's all alone out in the countryside. So he goes down to his local hardware store, raids all his stuff, and he's been prepping for years. Builds a big, big fence around his place and lots of traps to kill the zombies. And they comes along and falls into a hole. And comes out of the hole and he decides that he's going to bring him in because he's feeling a bit sorry for him and gives him food and sings him some Gershwin on a piano. And the next minute, he's off to have a shower and they're in bed together. And he's a burly man. Let's say he's a burly fella. And he's an unkempt beard. And his mate that he finds in the hole also has a rather unkempt beard. And they end up in Beardland together in bed, touching beards. And it's a love story between these two gentlemen. And they grow strawberries and almost make love on the strawberries. And then one of them gets cancer and dies. In fact, he doesn't just die. It's like Romeo and Juliet, but it's got two Romeos. And they both decide to die together and leave a window open so people don't smell them.
Which never works.
You know, as a piece of TV, it was interesting. I now understand when Judith feels awkward when there's a lesbian scene on, and if it's not, if it's, do you know what I'm exact? Because she was feeling awkward, I was feeling awkward. You know, the lesbians are hot chicks for now. I mean, if they're DM boots and purple haired lesbians, yeah, well, that's a different deal. Yeah, but this was full on, and you know what?
All I could think of, Robin, the entire time was beard, yeah. Beard. Beard. And I think that was more unsettling to me than everything else going on. It was the beards, ironically, weirdly.
My only problem with it is, you know, it's a brave new world, and you can be as gay as a gay thing if you be, and that's normal now. And we can't criticize. But it was done for the reason to normalize everything. And you could have taken that bloke in the hole out and plunked in a woman in the hole, and the story would have been exactly the same. It wouldn't have made right. any difference. It was a love story. One of them would have got ill. They decided they couldn't live without with each other, and it would have been fine. They had their own little domestic in the middle of it all about cutting the lawn in the middle of all of this period. So it was done for shock value and normalize everything, and aren't we all wonderful? And that's the bit that doesn't sit, you know.
That aside, kind of going back to the initial premise of him having this town to himself, and that's the thing that I kind of laughed about. I was like, so it just it
that big noisy there's generator.
Things that happen. Well, yeah, there's things that happen in video games, especially these apocalyptic video games, that and even shows, movies, that kind of thing, that I always kind of find odd, and that is they show like the decline of society in such a dramatic fashion. I mean, you look at The Last of Us and some of the city shots, you know, yeah. You've got skyscrapers that have fallen over onto one another. And it's like, how, you know, maybe that might happen one or two times, but it's like everything was that way. And it's like, why would that happen? What suddenly, you know, I know the virus is out there, and of course, you know, you've got these clickers, but it seems like they handled things pretty well to keep the clickers out, and they created their compounds, and society just seems to just devoid into this Nazi anarchist kind of system. And I just always question that. On top of that, we have that happening, right? How does this guy just claim an entire town without having actual people coming and invading and raiding? We have that one instance. Yeah, there was the one instance.
In 10 or 20 years of this.
In 10 or 20 years. It's like, come on.
It's just one set of people stumbled across it, and he has a generator running and lights going. And
exactly. The city looks like it's alive, and yet nobody has touched this place up until he finally gets a warning, and then suddenly one night after 10-plus years, it happens. So that was my biggest takeaway, and then I just didn't need to see the beard-on-beard action. And again, just because the beard's stuck in my head, I don't care so much about what they wanted to portray, that kind of thing.
I don't want to make a thing of it because you can't.
But I would just say this. The Last of Us as a TV show, better, because they are getting to expound on the story even more than the game did. And you don't have to read things to figure that out. Whereas games, oftentimes, they hide little tidbits of the backstories in, you know, I found a book, and you read the book, and it's a diary from somebody, and it tells this tale. What we're seeing in the show, I think, are oftentimes some of those little side story, you know, notebooks that you would normally have to read through in a video game. Here, we're getting it in the show.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to the next. It's cool.
Absolutely. And I'm glad it has a second season coming. Obviously, that will be The Last of Us 2. There will be additional controversy in that one, I guarantee. Yeah. And we'll still enjoy it. We'll still watch it.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about Amazon.
Yeah, they're going to do something with even more.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, shit.
We're done. Spoilers.
So they're doing something that's even more impressive, that'll have even more depth than The Last of Us. Not. They're doing, reportedly, they're making a Tomb Raider team. That's it.
So I guess what is important to note, and this isn't in the details here, but they bought the Tomb Raider series from, and I can't think of the name of the game company that bought Crystal Dynamics from Square.
Okay.
So they bought Crystal Dynamics and a bunch of other studios from Square Enix for like $300,000. And I remember we all were saying at the time, it was like, that's amazingly cheap. It was like, maybe it's $300 million. I don't know. But it was amazingly cheap for that. Well, they turned around and sold the rights to Tomb Raider to Amazon for $600 million.
Huh.
So they like doubled the price. And there's probably, you know, some carried debt there that really is why, you know, originally it was so cheap for them to buy, that kind of thing. But I did find that kind of funny that Square took this lowball price and then these guys turned around and just sold off the IP for double. Go figure. Anyway, continue on, Robin.
Anyway. So that's happening. So no details yet, but don't worry, we'll give them to you. I actually, the very first Tomb Raider movie is very fun and lighthearted, not terribly deep, but the latest movie that lacking in. Anyway, Dragon Age Dreadwolf gameplay has leaked like a 50-year-old man, showing God of War style combat. It's about 20 minutes of gameplay involving one segment or dungeon. They wrote the entire gameplay is set Grey Warden view of Weishaupt. Wise up. Wise up. Yeah. The player character is an elvish knight class. The character screen actually says they nerds. And they've got a sword and a shield. They also have two party members and another knight dude and a female. They added, combat is completely in real time and similar to a hack and slash. I'm told the guiding reference is God of War 2018. And that shows. The alpha version reportedly did not gain the ability to command party members, but the Reddit noted that the most of the animation drastically. We have never seen animation quality this good in any BioWare game, and that's a big shout.
So, Kim, let's talk to you first about this. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've been seeing a lot of people bitching and saying, well, it's hack and slash, blah, blah, blah. It's not how it's supposed to be. Well, I've played through Origins, Dragon Age 2, Inquisition. Maybe I'm playing it wrong, but when I played it, for me, it was hack and slash. I didn't do a whole lot of thinking beforehand and, oh, I'll send this guy to flank over here and this one to flank over here. I went in there, guns a-blazing, kicked their ass, you know. So, whatever, teach their own. I didn't think the animation was, it wasn't terrible, but I didn't think it was any better or any worse than Inquisition, so I'm not sure. But I also realized this is an alpha, and basically, right, from what I gather, an alpha just means you can play it from start to finish. It's not the finished product. So obviously, when it comes out, hopefully it's going to look more polished. So I don't know. Like I said, I was excited for what I saw, because for me, it reminded me a lot of Inquisition, which I enjoyed. Like I said, for the hack and slash thing, I'm not sure why people are so pissy, because that's how I played it. So,
well, two things. For me, the original Dragon Age Origins, that was the one I was hoping they were going to harken back to, which that did have kind of more party member management. Felt a little bit more turn-based, but still had kind of that real-time element to it. This game, sadly for me, reminds me a lot of Dragon Age 3, which, if you remember, it was the Hawk character, and it was very action-oriented.
That was 2.
Was that 2? I thought it was 3. Either way. So if that was 2, it was 2. And, you know, I don't think it can be as bad as 2, because the big issue with 2, from my perspective, was they reused a lot of environments. They didn't actually do a lot of work to make the game feel unique.
It didn't look as good to me as the first one did, and it sure as hell didn't look as good as Inquisition. So
yes. I am cautiously optimistic. The God of War transformation was good for the series. Mm-hmm. I don't know, as you, Kim, I'm not seeing like a huge difference of how it looks compared to Inquisition.
Right.
But we'll see. We'll see.
Right. Like I said, I'm taking everything with a grain of salt. Like I said, I still don't get the people that are pissy about the hack and slash part of it.
But well, that's the internet, Kim.
Right.
The internet. People are going to be pissy about everything.
I mean, I hope we have control of our little group, because that is helpful on certain things. Like, if you want your mage to heal you, you can swap out to them, they will heal you, you go back to yourself, yada yada, we all know how that goes. I hope they didn't take that part out, but as for the rest of it, I'm cautiously optimistic. So
yeah, we shall see.
Exactly.
I am absolutely annoyed right now that the Xbox shooter Crossfire X is being shut down, including its single player mode.
Are you really, Robin?
According
to an FAQ thumbnail video,
it's not just Crossfire X's multiplayer servers that will be accessible after May. Game owners won't be able to play the single-player campaigns either. So they've just a pile of code that's just been gamed back. Crossfire actually looks like a pretty cracker shit, but
So it looked great. It played like shit.
Oh.
That was the big problem with Crossfire X. I tried it. I even gave it a second try. It had all the promise of being a new Call of Duty, and it was just duty.
Right.
Yeah.
Now our favorite story. Microsoft is reportedly expecting the UK to oppose its Activision Blizzard deal. The EU issued its own antitrust warning this week. Microsoft is reportedly expecting the UK's regulator to oppose its acquisition of Activision Blizzard after the EU issued its own antitrust warning. That's according to a report in a former newspaper, the New York Times, which states that Microsoft's legal team also expects the antitrust authority in Britain to oppose that transaction. According to the report, Microsoft believes the European Commission is open to potential remedies and the company, UK and the European Union accept and approve the deal. This, in turn, could be easier to reach an agreement with the FTC before a scheduled trial later. At the same time, it's claimed that any of the three agents could still put pressure on the others to oppose the... Okay. I don't approve it.
I knew it.
I approve it. I am stupid.
Well, I think the reasoning for the opposition so far feels... It feels like they are absolutely serving the interest of the industry leader, which is at odds of what they should be doing. Right. I do think there are some concerns that have been voiced that are quote unquote legitimate, but
like what?
I feel like what's been put out there in terms of remedies to that, the 10-year deal, that kind of thing,
yeah.
those feel like they should be sufficient to allow this to move forward.
Yeah, Nintendo and Steam have said they have no idea.
Yeah. Hmm. All right.
That's the news.
Brilliant.
What? New releases. Wow. Now there's one. Everything's getting out of the way. Just tell us about the one.
All right. Let me get a drink here. Okay. I mean, I got a big list here. Yeah. All righty. Your new releases for the 5th through the 11th are Endling, Extinction is Forever for iOS and Android.
Wow, that's a big 7th. One. That is. Oh my. Right? Can't wait for it.
I know. Right. And the one that I think almost, well, okay, maybe not everyone is waiting on, but most people, I think, are waiting for, is Hogwarts Legacy for the PS5, Xbox Series, X and S, and PC on February 10th.
Yeah, so. that is going to be interesting to see because, one, it is like number one on Steam pre-order sales. Right. I think the game is going to sell well.
Right.
But a number of
quote-unquote
game journalist sites have been talking about, you know, maybe boycotting to review it, that kind of thing, because of J.K. Rowling and her stance on whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reviews drop tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, I will just say this. One, J.K. Rowling literally had almost next to nothing to do with this other than the fact that it's Hogwarts.
Right.
So all we're trying to, well, you know, she'll get her licensing, you know, deal, you know, fee for sure. But the developers of this game are, you know, there's hundreds of developers that are working on this game. And I'm sure their views are all over the place and not necessarily aligned with her. And even if they are, it's a video game. Let's just enjoy the content.
People are
bloody
stupid because she's only ever said sensible rap.
Also true.
Be interesting to see the preview reviews. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. Kim, thank you for making through that tremendous list.
Take a drink. I do what I can. Yeah.
It's either going to be fabulous or a real just.
Oh, I know there's a lot of people out there that like Harry Potter and then are really super excited for this thing. So
unfortunately, they'll be the hardest to play.
Maybe exactly. If it was fabulous, people would enjoy it more.
Do you know what I should do? I should make a video about it and do it tonight. And the thumbnail is no wands.
Shit.
That'll work.
Anyway, I have noticed, by the way, that our viewer comments have stopped after we got into the Last of Us conversation.
Sorry.
That's all right. Good. This Wednesday, I should be back looking to play some games during my lunch hour, which is typically 8 p.m. in the UK. And then Friday night, maybe we're going to play some Modern Warfare 2 with Kim. So that'll be at 8 p.m.-ish your time, Kim? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, if people want to jump on before that, that's fine too, but I probably won't be able to get on until about 8. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
Fair enough.
And I'm figuring at least a couple hours in there because I think I have to work next weekend, so I can't be up super duper late, but at least a couple 3 hours.
I should be able to make at least a starting appearance, but once my son gets home, I might have to bail off. But we'll see.
All right.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, that brings us to the last part of the show. This is the most important part of the show. It's the part where we say, Thank you, Kim. We want to say thank you to all the people that have been in the chat.
Boomer.
Yeah.
Boomer's play.
Yeah, Boomer will be there too, more than likely, because I'll, you know, beg and plead and tell him he has to show up. Already a chat today. We've had Boomer, of course, CP Matthew, and Lord has been in the chat. So thanks, guys, for being in there and keeping it going. We appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. And of course, we will be back podcasting next weekend. Same time, same bat channels. So come check us out. Also, we are on Twitter. We are on Facebook. We always talk about emailing the podcast, but honestly, I haven't checked that email in forever and a day.
Oh, I get them.
So
I get them through. Yeah.
You should absolutely comment on our Twitter. That's probably that's one way for sure. Yes. We will respond. We'll include that, whatever it is, in the show. Maybe you want to talk about beard on beard action or not. I don't care. Whatever you want to talk about. Let's have a chat. And absolutely, you know, if you're going to follow Bongo and Bongo's Bits in his racing series, why don't you just do a double follow and follow the podcast too?
Please do.
Make it a unified thing.
Indeed.
And Kim, any shout out you want to throw out there?
Well, like I said, Friday night, I'm planning on doing a little Modern Warfare 2, and Boomer, of course, will be there as well. So if you want to jump in and die repeatedly like we do, then sure, come along. Other than that, hopefully everybody has a good week, and well, like I said, we'll see you next week, and if I don't see you before then,
see you through the window.
Yeah, there you go. Over to Robin.
Yeah, happy birthday, Phil, coming up. I hope you have a good 50th, fella. It's all downhill from here. Absolutely down. And Greg, thanks again for my birthday. You made up for it. You're my wife now. Yeah,
Vegas,
everybody,
here we come.
Have a good week. Have a good week, everybody, and enjoy yourselves. I hope Hogwarts Legacy is everything you want it to be, and I hope to have a beardless episode tomorrow night. So yeah, speak to you. See ya. I'll be on my channel on Bongo's Bits through the week. I'll be out definitely. We'll see you out there at Imola.
Fantastic. I would just like to say, for the record, no beards were harmed during the audio filming of this podcast or video filming, either way.
I'm going to smash them later.
we might trim them. I'm not even going to go there. Let's finish it out. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Come back next week. Thanks you to the three of me. again, way too much drinking this past week, but a good time as always. So thanks for being here. Come back. We'll be back next weekend. Thank you, everybody, and cue the music.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.